The Stanley Cup playoffs are a very busy time for everybody in the hockey media. Carlo, we're up late every night watching the games, especially when the Leafs are in action. But for our next guest, I mean, this man has been all over North America calling different games for TNT. Last night, he did the Lightning and the Panthers. Tonight, he's doing the Rangers and the Capitals. And tomorrow night, he'll be in Toronto calling Boston and the Maple Leafs. Let's welcome in longtime NHLer, NHL on TNT analyst. It's Jody Shelley on First Up. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
How you feeling?
Having me on, guys.
It's our pleasure, man. How you feeling with all this travel? How you keeping up with your routine?
He feels like he's a hockey player again.
Yeah, no, it's been that way since I say like a healthy scratch, right? When I work with the Blue Jackets during the regular season, it's like being a healthy scratch, except I don't have a curfew and I don't have to work out. So it's not a bad lifestyle.
Yes!
And, you know, but the playoffs is so much fun. Like you get in a rhythm, you know, you get to work with some great people and just seeing the buildings, the fans, the different cities, it's an exciting time. So I love to travel and I love being a part of it.
So, Jody, I'm not sure if you got a chance to see Joe Bowen's tweet after the Maple Leafs' last home game. He's basically disappointed in the crowd at Scotiabank Arena the other night. But with your travels, you've been in some pretty good crowds so far. Which one would you say has had the best playoff atmosphere in it?
You know what? Well, that was my first playoff game of this series of this year, and I was surprised at the crowd in Tampa. They were, you know, they were waiting for something good to happen, and when Tampa got the lead there and went up 2-1, I don't know if you can get much better of an atmosphere. It was loud. They were on top of the game. They were all over the Panthers. They knew their role in this series, and I did a regular season game at Madison Square Garden, Carlo, with the Red Wings and the Rangers. That was probably one of those atmospheres, too, because it was a back-and-forth original six game. Mm-hmm. But Tampa last night, to get back on track here, that building was, you know, I would say the Leafs fans are probably similar, where, you know, you want something electric to happen. When it does, you're with the team, you're pushing, you got the momentum. But when the momentum was lost, the crowd was flat. You could kind of feel the team playing the same way, a little anxious for the Lightning. Couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, and I mean, they're down 3-0 to Florida. They're on the verge of elimination, and this is a team, historically, the Lightning, that have dominated the Florida Panthers, and the tables have really turned here.
And playoffs.
And in the playoffs and the regular season, yeah, it's been the Lightning running the state of Florida, not the Panthers. But what did you see last night, and I mean, what type of performance was that from the Florida Panthers, not only last night, but so far through the series?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, Florida is deep. They're loose. They're well coached. Their goaltending is, Bobrovsky's on top of his game ever since last year in that run. He's playing like he's got something to prove. I know Bob personally. I play with him in Philly. He's happy. He's like a Zen personality back there, but you can tell his appreciation for being on this team. They're all on the same page. They're staying away from the nonsense, even though they had four penalties last night. You know, they did an outstanding job penalty killing. Just, they've got the book on Kucherov. You know, Stamkos had some glorious chances, but they're taking away all the options on the penalty kill and leaving one open, and that's Bobrovsky's one-on-one there. And you know, Stamkos has had, I think, three posts in this series. That's how close, that's the fine line of winning and losing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You see it every year. But even putting that aside, you know, the weapons that Florida has, even without Bennett in the lineup, Reinhart is dangerous every time he's got the puck. You go through their defensive core, and that's a team that went to the finals last year. So, you know, there's something built in there with how they're playing the game right now. And I always say, you know, teams, it doesn't matter when you lose. It doesn't matter if you don't make the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you lose in the first round, second round. It's so disappointing, right? And you look at Florida going all that way and losing. There's something built into that locker room. There's something that they know or they have that a lot of teams don't have, and that's that drive and that understanding in recent history of what it takes to get that far, and they're playing that way.
They absolutely are, and it, like, I was obviously a big fan of Florida all season, knowing that they were going to be a team that would be a serious Stanley Cup contender. I was just curious if, you know, once they started the playoffs against Tampa, a team that they haven't had a good record against, whether or not we would see this type of Florida show up or Tampa take over the series. And I think after yesterday's win, it's a reminder that this team wants everybody to know that they're for real, and they are for real after everything you just mentioned. But I'm curious to know, a game you're doing Saturday night, which is a game in a series we cover here in Toronto, Boston, up 2-1 on the Maple Leafs. Throughout your research and your preparation, what have you noticed in this series?
Well, I like what Toronto's got going on. I don't. This is not the old narrative to me. I think that, you know, Toronto's got more of an edge to their game. They're not relying on just their superstars. I mean, the superstars have to break open and win series, but in moments and segments of the series, you need depth players to chip in. You know, Boston has a good game plan against Toronto. Toronto wants to get those elite players in the soft, in the middle of the ice, and they're really doing a good job of taking away the middle of the ice in the defensive zone. You can tell that, you know, their D aren't the most mobile in Boston, but they know what their role is. And that's the key in playoffs, right? Everyone has an assignment, but then there's a team assignment. I think Boston's done a good job. But for me, Toronto's got the grit. I love the Bertuzzi pickup. I think, you know, a guy like that adds so much. The body contact that they're playing with, how they went into Boston and won that game. It's going to be a long series here, but I love the way the Leafs have changed things with their, not only their depth, but their grit in the playoffs. And then you say you love the Florida Panthers. It's because, you know, they don't shy away from battle. And I think that that's the key to their game. They will overwhelm you in the battle when they're on the same page. And I feel like Toronto has that. But at times, you know, Boston has a plan too. So that's why this is such a great series.
Jody Shelley is our guest from the NHL on TNT, longtime NHLer. He was on the call last night for Tampa and Florida. He'll be on the call tomorrow night for Toronto and Boston. And tonight, Jody, you'll be in Washington to call the Capitals and the Rangers, a series that New York leads 2-0. As far as what we've seen from the Caps, I think we kind of expected this type of showing against a Rangers team that was the best in the NHL, the most points, the President's Trophy winners. What type of chances do you give Washington of avoiding the sweep, let alone winning the series?
Yeah, they're going back home here tonight. You know, if they get Ovechkin going and they can get some power play momentum, you know, you feel like the Rangers would feel like they've stubbed their toe, you know, if they give up bad penalties and Washington can get going. That building is behind that team. I think it's the Rangers' opportunity to sweep to lose. You know what I mean? If they do give up too many power plays, if they do allow the momentum to go that way, then they're going to find themselves, you know, making this a little bit longer than it is. So I give Washington a chance. Listen, Spencer Carberry's done a tremendous job. No one had them being in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They grinded it out in the East where no one wanted to grab it. And they're well coached. They've dumbed the game down. If you don't mind that term, it's like they've puck possession, you know, trying to limit turnovers, get in deep, make the Rangers come all the way. So their game plan is there. It's just the finish. So when you have the greatest goal scorer, one of the greatest of all time on your team, and he hasn't done anything yet, you know, you're waiting for that weapon to come out. And if he does, I give them a chance not to be swept for sure.
Jody, I would imagine throughout your NHL career, you've probably run into or had a moment with Bob Cole, a legendary broadcaster that passed away, sadly, yesterday. Is there a moment or a call that sticks out in your mind that impacted your career?
There isn't one single moment. I just remember growing up, I was in Port Hardy, B.C., you know, like every Canadian kid, Saturday night, it was the right place to be with the family, listening to Bob Cole and Harry Neal call the games. And it's just, you know, people talk about their childhood and their memories, and those are the greatest memories, and Bob Cole made them what they are for me at Saturday Night Hockey Night in Canada, a legend. I did get to meet him. He's from Newfoundland. I did live in Newfoundland for a year with my parents who are from there. So we had a great talk about being back there in that area, but I love the stories, too, about him calling games and guys that have worked with him and talking about, you know, these are older guys that got to work with him, and they just admire him, and we all feel the same way. He's the best that's ever done it. He's iconic, and he was the soundtrack to every Saturday night and beyond. So we'll miss him, and just a legend that's going to live with us forever.
We awesome. Definitely will. Well said, Jody. Well said. And, I mean, yeah, we'll always have the calls, but, I mean, his memory will live on forever. There's no doubt about that. And It's really sad news. There's no doubt about it. We thank you for doing this for us. We appreciate the time. Have a good call tonight, and we'll see you in Toronto tomorrow.
All right, guys. Looking forward to getting there.
Appreciate it. Have enjoy. A good day. You too, Phil.
Jody Shelley from the NHL on TNT. See, I guess it is kind of like a like an NHL player schedule, just night after night, different city, different hotel room.
He said it best.
Yeah, it's a great gig. It's a great gig going from Tampa to Washington to Toronto in three consecutive nights. That is very cool.
It's a grind. It's a grind, but you know, like you said, no curfew. And what was the other thing he said with no workouts?
Curfew?
No workouts.
Yeah. No workouts and no curfew. All right, on the other side. We're going to give our Maple Leaf and Bruin ticket winner a call live on the show. So be by your phone, people. We have Mark Dominic coming up as well to talk about the NFL draft last night. The stunner of the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. 8th overall. His over-under on FanDuel was 32.5.
Wow.
And he went 8th. So we'll talk about that with Mark in 15 minutes. But on the other side, we'll call the winner of the Leafs and Bruins tickets. That's next.